massive viewers. It's 204. Yud, katan shegi eloin asa pu'utais. Okay, so here we're now dealing with a katan. The Mechaber said before that a katan, na'anoshim adam katanim, is eim mizam na'aleim, it can't be misarif to a zimun. Now we're saying this, now we're seeing that there's certain instances where a katan could be misarif to two, if there's two. There's two men, a katan could be misarif in certain circumstances. Katan shegi eloin asa pu'utais, he reaches the age of pu'utais, we're going to see what that means. Ve'idel mi mevarchin. And he also knows Lamim Mavarchin. You ask him who he's benching to, and he says to Eivishte, Mizam Nalof, you're able to be Mistarif from Zimu Mistarif, Bein Shleisha, Bein Lasar. And this is both true both by Shleisha and by Asar. So, Ramah, Hagah, Yisharim, De'in Mistarifin, Oisai Kalal, oh, you cannot be Mistarifin, Achi, Hei Ben Shleisha Shana, the Oz Machzikin, Leiki Gadol, Sheivishte Cyrus. Oh, once he reaches 13, and then we consider him, and he knows the Mivarch, and then we consider him like a Gadol, Shemishtei Cyrus, and then you can misarif him. So the Ramah is saying you cannot include a katan for a zimun. So you have two men and one katan, you can't be mizam. So the Ramah vayte v'cherish v'shoyta im mechav nemevin and misarif from the zimun, a cherish v'shoyta. If they're able to mechaven and they're understanding, misarif from the zimun, they could understand. They could be misarif. Afalpi yishen achirish shemei abracha, even though he can't hear the bracha. But Lamaya said there's three people here, and since there's three people, so therefore you're able to be misarif.
So if I'm a gadol and I'm in a shemeya, it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, so. Right. Like someone sleeping.
Right.
So someone sleeping, so right. So you can examine on him.
You can examine.
Even though he's not going to be Yotzi, but yeah. So it comes up very, very interesting. Because it's a Gevald Machlekes. It's very, very negay. If there's a lot of families, you have the father, you have a bar mitzvah bacher, and then you have a little boy, right? He's not bar mitzvah yet. So could you make him a zimun? So we might say we fear so people can't make a zimun. You need three boys over bar mitzvah. The machab is saying not like that. Once he hits pu'utais, the age of pu'utais, which is six, seven, eight, or nine or ten, show exactly what age that is he will be able to be included in the zimun. So it depends if you're a Sfaradi or Ashkenazi. Sfaradim will be able to make it, and Ashkenazim not so it's interesting. Let's say the Rambam and the Rif, and the Ramos passing the Rosh. It's machlokes like Rishayim. So let's say you have Sfaradim and Ashkenazim together.
So can an Ashkenazi kid be a Sarah with the...
Right.
He's going by the kid, he goes by the dog.
No, we're having a different country
now. Now I understood why my father would say, Mr. Klotz. You can be even a Klotz in the Mizam.
In any case, so they bring over here, from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that the Svardi should be Mizamin, because the Svardi could be Mistarif Ashkenaz, and just said Ashkenaz don't be Misurif, so they could say even with Shem Hashem, even with the shame, and he should answer back quietly without shame, without Haskaras Hashem, because he can't do it with Hashem. Very interesting Hagadara. Anyway.
Just the only one is a Sephardi boy. The two adults are Ashkenazim.
Right, then you can't do it. Right, then you can't do it. Right. Because they can't.
Nazi boy with two.
Yeah. Shegia, Zakhtar Mishnah Bura, and the Chav Gimel. Shegia, the Pudis, Pachs Mizay, and Dai Techashav Kulakulon. I feel like even though he knows who he's punching to, still it doesn't count. Apuutais, I know kiben teisha kiben esa. That's 9 or 10. Yisharim duhatin the pachas mishir se imhurak yiben sheish v'mal 6 and up. Imhu charef yedel min bavarchim. If he chaps, the ayin beis yosef, seems to assume that you need someone who's sharper in order to do that, and he has to know by himself, not the pshat that you can't, not the pshat that you could tell him who he's benching to, and then he answers, he says he knows who he's benching to. He actually has to know who he's benching to. Mistarif, Hainu, Echad, Leishnai, and Bein Lashesh, Bein Lasara. Oh, so one boy could be Mistarif. You can't have two boys. You can't have one man and two boys. That you can't do. You have two men and one boy. And Bein Lashesh, Bein Lasara, that's true both by 3 and by 10. So, Bein Lashesh, Vahadis, Bisevav, Dei Mizamin Alatanim, Marib Bektanim, the Yoiser, Oisha, Inni Yedel, Mimavarchim. Oh, that was what you said earlier, that the Mechaba said a cotton can't be Mistarif. That's obviously talking about a cotton here who cannot be Mistarif. Either he doesn't know or is too young. The Oz Machzikinon. Oh, so now he's in the Ramah. Now again, the Ramah says that once he's 13, now the halacha is again, you need, in order to be Mechuyiv and Mitzvahs, you need to be 13 and you need Shtei Sires. You need both. Midirais in order to Mechuyiv and Mitzvahs. Now, the halacha is that what if we don't know he has Shtei Sires? We didn't check if he has Shtei Sires. So Zemuchs, we have a Chazak that he has Shtei Sires, then Mustama, if he has 13, Mustama, he has Shtei Sires. So the Shail is, what about for a Din D'Oraisa? For a Din D'Rabbanan, you can say, what about for a Din D'Oraisa? So the Mishnah Berurah says over here that only for the Rabbanan, not for D'Oraisa. So over here, the Chiddush is that you could use him. Since he already is 13, so he maybe doesn't need a bdika, and you could assume he has Shtei Sires, and therefore you could be starve him. It's rather interesting if you have a suz bar mitzvah by night. And so, but the day of David's bar mitzvah, but when he started the Suda, he wasn't the bar mitzvah. He wasn't bar mitzvah yet. So only at the end is bar mitzvah.
Could he do the Zimun?
So could you do the Zimun?
No, they don't do it. They daven Mar first, and then they sit down for the Suda.
Okay.
What if they don't?
What if they don't?
They don't
have to. It's in London, and nighttime is at 10 o'clock. Not 10:30 at night.
right, exactly. So he brings over here that he brings the Kaf HaChaim. You go after the beginning of the Suda.
Which is
the
normal.
I
guess Shal Shudas, right? You go going to.
You go to the diamond bechatz.
Could you eat him a Zionist? Make a separate bracha, make a mazan, design this, and then
start. Aha, very good. You're saying, typically, no, because he already had, I don't know. He already had
Tchiz Suda. He had something now.
I'm not sure. Yeah. L'chayra of Moscow, yeah. Let's say, Yitakasol didn't have Shtei Sires. Yitakasol didn't have Shtei Sires. So then, well, then you know he didn't have Shtei Sires. If you know he doesn't, so then he's not Mechuyev. He's not a Bar Chiyuvah, so then you can't be Mistarif him. This is interesting, because in other places we say that even if you see it doesn't have Shtei Sires, you can assume it fell out. The Chazak is even if you see it's not.
Right,
that's the thing. By Midrabana. Go on. It's only by Midrabana. So, but I call upon him, we're about to say over here that over here is Midrabana. In any case, v'chol elu adeus who rak le'inyan siruf sheyu mistarif l'shesh la'asara. Oh, this is only in regards to could he be part of the 3 or could he be part of the 10, right? Aval sheyehu hamezamen v'yetzah cherem b'gaz ha'mozan kuli yomen ha'mozi ad sheyeh ben yul yomoshon av yomechal v'yadua sheyeh b'shti Cyrus. Why? Sheyeh b'gaz ha'mozan hu min ha'toyru v'shal toyru enzay min chazak hazu z'mistam ha'hevi. Oh, this is only by the Rabbana. Which Zimun is the Rabbana. However, because I'm Muslim, which is the Araisa, then you do not say this, and you say that it is, you have to know that it has the heavy Shtei Sires. So this is interesting.
It's supposed to be that he's supposed to be Mitzvah.
Right.
He feels it's not like that because people can't be Mechavim.
Oh, very good. Oh, Me'ikar Adin, I'm right. Me'ikar Adin, a Mezamin, is supposed to say the benching for everybody, and everyone's Yotzi with his benching.
Right.
The Ma'aser, we phrase it now like they were about to say. Mishnah Berurah brings that the Ma'aser we don't do that because it's hard to pay attention for so long, and therefore everyone says it themselves. That's what we're about to say. Umiu im hamezame in the yomer ki im nevarich. If he just says nevarich, v'chol bikas hamazim nevarich kolech v'yechal atzma k'min hageinu. Right. Kim bevor bis mit Kopf gemo sel zain. Das lamba, da kim shu bianit gemo shanem samkhin beza al khazaka. So because of these two equations here. There's the Zimun and then there's Birkas HaMazon. So Birkas HaMazon, okay, it's midiraisa, you can't rely on this khazaka for midiraisa. Fine. But you're not because no one's being yaitzi with him. They're only being relying on him for the Zimun. So the Zimun is good, it's only midarbana. So therefore, he could, so Lamaisa, he could be Mizanus. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying Lamaisa, in our days, you could
taka,
be Mizanus.
Taka do, so that's why Ben and Knight, they do do.
So Lamaisa, the Bar Mitzvah
Bar Mitzvah does bench.
He could bench, yeah. It's interesting, is that this Shmuz, if Zimun, the Rais Darabanan, is Machalik Zbishayin, and the Mishnah Berurah, he's in Sharatzin, in Seichen Su, that the Zimun, Leroy Vapaisgim, who with Rabbanan. It says Rebbe Pesach holds the Rabbanan. Lamaisa Chasanish argues. He says it's the Araisa. Zima goes, hey, he holds Zima's the Araisa. And therefore, since Zima's the Araisa, so therefore, you don't have this Chazak anymore. So therefore, bring from the. It's in Shein Halachis. It says in Shein Halachis, She'ein Litein Leben Yud Gimel Zaman Al Smacha Chazaka.
Wow.
When there's the three other people.
Who says this?
Reb Chaim.
Because so he said he brings also this Arches Rabbeinu from that the stipler. He told his grandson not to be mizamen by his own bar mitzvah. By his own bar mitzvah, he didn't let him be mizamen. Lamaisa, we don't phrase it like that. The Mishnah Berurah says he could. In the Mishnah, the Mishnah says he could. The Aruch HaShulchan says he could, and the Tzais HaShulchan that says is, they both all say the minig is. That's not the minig. The minig is the Mishnah klar that the he could, and the Kaf HaChaim says that the Alpi Nista also Alpi the Divrei Hazayah that the Bar Mitzvah Bachar should make.
Lafkar should make.
Yeah.
She mitzvah liten koyshal brachim bnei kedei lechanche b'mitzvus. Lechanche b'mitzvus. Okay, anyway, so that's interesting. So, okay, the Chayrish, first of all, in the Ramah, again, so the Ramah then got the Chayrish and the Shaita. He says that they could both be Mitzdar. The Chayrish, says the Mishnah Berurah, my Chayrish and Medabi ben Shemeya, obviously, the Ilu Chayrish Gamer, Kamel de Pot, Mikol Mitzvah Skikata, and the Labar Deyo. If he's in Shemeya and a Medabi, he can't speak or can't hear, and then you say he's not Chayrish Bechlau, because the Ilu Seminu Hei Sev Ches, Me'in a Mitzvah, the Chayrish Shemeya and a Medabi, I'm a Prima Godim. So he's saying that we're talking about specifically, so there's two people who are Bardas. There's a one who's Medabi ben Shemeya, and there's a Shemeya ben Medabi. Saying over here, we're talking about with Medabi, because we're saying...
If it's a Cheresh, that Shemeya ben Medabi is to call Elim, no?
Start from the Zimun. What'd you say?
They call it Elim, no?
And he says, Avo Pishay in a Cheresh Shemeya Broch, even though we can't hear, obviously we're talking about Medabi ben Shemeya. We're talking about over here about Medabi ben Shemeya. And in regards to Shemeya ben Medabi, Shemeya ben Medabi, so the Prima Godem, he wants to be Mechali between 10 and 3. It says 10, to be part of 10, you just have to be there.
Right.
So you can't, okay, fine, you don't have to speak, but you have to be there. Mash Enkein. 3 is Kishay Mashem Ekra, Havu Gladi Lelikain. So you need that he should say,
yeah.
And therefore, he could be started by 10, but not by 3. It's interesting bi'alacha over here. We've got a very interesting bi'alacha that the bi'alacha says that that's not because it's serious. But what about could he be mizamen? Could he lead the benching? So he says like this: this guy he could speak, but he can't hear. So he's ain't a shemei lozne. Masha might see me piss.
Doesn't know when to say it.
He could read it. Let's say he reads lips.
No, fine, good. But he can't hear what he's saying. The halacha is, l'chatchila, a person should be able to hear what he's saying.
Like by Krishna.
By Krishna, right. So he doesn't have, he has a b'dievet. So now he's being mighty to everybody else. So everyone else is being yaitzi with him. So they're also going to have that b'dievet. That's what he brings, that's the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah brings b'ri halacha. So this is a very fascinating shayla. This gets Mamash right into the shayla. Of Shemeya Kainah. How does Shemeya Kainah? What's the mechanics of Shemeya Kainah? Is the pshat that Yenem had, the guy who's reading it, he gets the mitzvah and you get his din? He gets the din and you get his din. That's you. That's how it works. Or pshat is, you're hearing, and when you hear, that's Gila, you said it. And Mela, you have your own. You have your own din. So over here, it makes a big difference over here. Here, the Chayrish, he himself can't hear himself. But you could hear him. So when you hear him, it's as if you said it, and you don't have the problem of Chayrish is saying it, right?
And hearing,
you're hearing it. Right. Right. So Mela, if so, the Mishnah Berurah, who's saying that it's a problem, he's assuming that the way that Shemei Kaina works is that you have his mitzvah. He has the mitzvah, and you get his mitzvah.
He has the whole thing, the saying and the hearing.
The saying and Mela, you have his thing, and he doesn't have a hearing. So Mela, your thing is felt. But if the way it works is that he says it and you hear it, when you hear it now it's as if you said it. So then there wouldn't be such a problem. That's the Stipler points out. You say like the Beis Halevi, you could do it. This is Shana Beis Halevi, but we do this all day. We put it in by 10 cents of Hamad. Everyone reads it by themselves because you need one breath. Why do you need one breath? Because even though you're the Shemei Kaina, but Shemei Kaina without the one breath. So this says because he's right. So this says you're saying because you have his thing. You have it. Okay, fine. Right. Yeah. Okay, anyway. Weiter. Shoita. The Shoita. Loi Mari Bishoita Gomer. The Zainim is Tarif. El Shinichach. I'm a Kokach. Shan Shayal Machzik in a second. Shoita. The Shoita doesn't mean a real Shoita who's pots for mitzvahs. It means he's a very unintelligent person. Okay. Yud Aleph. Mishinituhu alavera imizamin alav. Someone who put him, in, they put him in chayim because he did an avera. Imizamin alav. Being l'shalisha, being l'asar. Shazeh ulashin nidoy. Shemachikin mabdinu tzmei gudasim. That's what nidoy means. You can't, don't get together with him to do things. V'ayin le'el b'simin nun hey. So if you base bir alacha, the bir alacha over there says that's the menad to him not because he did an avera. The menad to him because of mominess. So then it would not be a problem. Then you could be mizamin with him.
What does it mean, this man?